This is Passport to Texas. Making it easier for you to enjoy the wide open spaces is a big part of our job at Parks and Wildlife, and we take it seriously. You like spending time on the water, so we've made it our business to locate and document public water access points across the state.
What we tried to do was characterize these access points because there's many different uses, whether you're going to try to swim there, fish there, what you can launch there, are they accessible during low water events, high water events, all kinds of different things.
Ron Smith is the River Information Specialist for the state of Texas.
About 7 years ago, we started trying to get a database together on where is the public water access in the state of Texas. And what we've ended up with is a database that contains about 2,400 public water access sites. About 1,800 of those are boat ramps located all over the state, and about 500 of them are on rivers and may not be boat ramps, but just places to slide your canoe in or get in your inner tube, so you wouldn't be able to launch a trailerable boat at those locations.
95% of Texas land is in private hands, making these public access points all the more valuable. Tomorrow, collecting the information.
We actually held trainings to train them how to take the data.
That's our show with support from the Sport Fish Restoration Program, providing funding for boat ramps in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.